What's up guys, Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise, and today I'm going to talk to you about the best ways to make money online. So this is an evergreen video. This isn't something that's going to change year after year. These are all business models and ways to make money online that are going to be the same year after year after year. Now there are a few things that may change, like technology platforms and ways of doing marketing through different platforms, but generally speaking, these are the best ways to make money online. Let's get into it. Number one, if you're just starting out, you want to start with some sort of freelancing usually. So this means taking whatever skill set you have, whether it be graphic design or writing or video editing, and signing up as a freelancer on a freelance portal like Upwork and actually offering your services in exchange for money. Another great place to do it is Fiverr. Fiverr offers a platform for you to create productized services, which is another way to make money online if you want to do it yourself, but Fiverr is actually a really easy way to get started with that, okay? So freelancing is a good way to do it. That basically means that you're getting paid for your time or, you know, per project to actually do work yourself. The next level up beyond that is actually having some sort of a digital marketing agency, some sort of a service-based business where you don't actually do the work yourself, you actually have a team that does it for you. Now, in order to get to that point, to have a team, you actually need to do the work yourself and understand it really well, and then you're going to hire people and train them to do it just as good as you do, basically cloning your skill sets to other people and then having those people fulfill those services for you, where you charge the money up front and the cost of your workers is a less amount, so you keep the profit. Okay, so those two business models work really well today because of the world that we live in. We live in a connection community through the internet and e-commerce, and everybody's used to it by now. Everybody buys products and services and software online constantly, so everybody's used to that kind of stuff. It's easy to get started with your own services because it's a low-cost startup. You already have your own skill sets. Now, if you don't have any skills yet, you can definitely just go learn some skills. There's lots of free courses online, especially on YouTube.com, where you're watching this video right now, and you can learn skills that will allow you to become a freelancer and eventually start your own digital marketing agency, whatever niche you want to be in. Okay, the next one I'll talk about, which is a low-cost startup, is affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing is for content creators, and it's for people that want to talk about particular subjects that certain software or products are related to, and you can then recommend that software or those products, you know, to that audience and give them a link, which is going to be your affiliate link. If they click the link and buy within the certain period that the cookie duration lasts, then you get the commission, and that goes directly from the actual supplier to you, and you usually get it within 30 or 60 days of when you got that commission. Affiliate marketing is a great business model, but it does take a lot of work on your part to create content. So it's either gonna take you a lot of time to make the content, or it's gonna cost you a bit of money to have somebody else do it for you. But regardless, affiliate marketing is all about keyword research, search engine optimization, and just creating content and promoting it. Another great way to do affiliate marketing is through sales funnels. Sales funnels work really well. When you get somebody to click your link, you're not sending them directly to the supplier. Instead, you send them to some sort of a landing page that asks for the email opt-in, or just a bridge page that gives them a video to talk about why they should sign up for it, provide some bonuses, and then call to action, okay? So sales funnels work really well to sell any kind of product, and they work great for affiliate marketing. But affiliate marketing is one of the best low-cost startups to get started with if you're starting with little to no investment. The next business model I'll talk about is dropshipping. Dropshipping is very popular. It's always been very trendy because it's, again, also very low-cost to start up with. Dropshipping is one of those business models where you don't need to buy the products before you sell them. You can just link with a supplier, get their catalog, upload them to an online store like Shopify or eBay or Amazon, sell the product, and then send your supplier a purchase order as well as your credit card to charge. They will then charge your credit card for the product, the wholesale cost of the product, and they will ship that product directly to your customer for you. Really simple, and you get to keep the difference between the retail price of what you sell it at and the wholesale price of what you paid for it. Okay, so dropshipping is great. There's a bit of downside to it, of course, because there's a little bit of risk involved, especially if you do high ticket dropshipping. The higher the cost of the product, the more risk is involved with that. So make sure you know what you're getting yourself into. I have a ton of videos on this channel about high ticket dropshipping because that's specifically what I've been doing for the last 10 years or so that I've stuck with and done very well with. So if you want to learn more about high ticket dropshipping, just go to the link below and click to get my free niches list, 99 popular products for high ticket dropshipping. Okay, the next great online business model that works really well for people is YouTuber and YouTubing, because YouTube is such an easy platform to get started with. Okay, as opposed to other ways of content creation like blogging, email marketing, podcasting, YouTubing is really, really easy. It's free to get started, to start a YouTube account, and you just use your smartphone, like I'm using my iPhone to make this video right now, and you make a nice background with some good light and a topic, and you outline a video for yourself, and you can publish it without even editing it if you want to, okay? Or you can hire an editor and have them edit your video for you and then publish it from there. YouTube allows you to do things like thumbnails, and you know, there's a whole lot of stuff that you'll get into when you do start YouTubing. What happens is that at first you cannot monetize your video, so you won't make any money at first unless you have your own products to sell or you're doing affiliate marketing. But after a while, you get enough views and enough subscribers, YouTube will actually allow you to start monetizing your videos using Google AdSense. And all you have to do is sign up for Google AdSense, which is free, and YouTube will automatically then put video ads before and after your video, or whenever you tell them they can or cannot do it on your channel. And people will pay to have their ads placed in your videos depending on the topic that you create. So if you post content related to the advertiser's topics, it's more likely that they're going to choose your video to put ads on. So it takes a little bit of research to find out what those, you know, high CPC keywords are, but once you figure that out, you can create that content and get going with YouTubing and make a bit of money with passive income just through your YouTube channel. Now, YouTubing also opens up a ton of doors for, like I said, affiliate marketing, even drop shipping, any other business model you want to create. YouTube is just a great lead generation tool. Okay, so definitely get involved if you haven't yet. The next thing I want to talk about is podcasting. Podcasting is really cool because it allows you to take any audio format and just publish it. And podcasting is almost free. You do have to buy hosting. So a podcast host, it would be like Podbean, like I recommend on my channel. Podbean is what I use, and Podbean is really easy to get started with. And you can upload the podcast, and then all you have to do is publish it to the different podcast channels. They let you do that through that platform, which is really easy. And then you have a live and publicly listenable podcast, and you can just make audio using your smartphone if you wanted to, or get a nicer microphone and do interviews with people using Zoom or something like that, and get a lot of people listening to your podcast. And a podcast can be a great way to sell sponsorships and do advertising, do affiliate marketing, and lead generation for your own products and services, things like that. So podcasting is also a great way. It's also just a great way to build a business in general. Basically, almost any business out there can grow and gain from having a podcast. All right, next one is self-publishing. This takes a little bit more work, but if you are a writer and you love writing, or you are willing to pay somebody to write for you, then self-publishing might be a great business model for you. Self-publishing is really cool because it's free. Again, you can sign up for the Amazon Kindle direct publishing service, and it's free to sign up, and it's free to also publish a book, to actually upload the book and everything. It's completely free. You just have to create the book, put it into their format, get a cover made, and then you can publish it as a digital book and as a physical book. And if you publish the physical book, they'll actually do the print on demand for you when it sells, which is really cool. And if you do a good job promoting it, it can become on the bestseller list and get really big, and you can sell a lot of copies of your book very passively. So Kindle publishing is a great way to make money online as well. Okay, the next one is creating and selling online courses. This has become really popular in the last few years because there's more platforms now that allow people to actually create and sell online platforms really easily, like Teachable, Kajabi, Thinkific, Udemy, and there's a lot more even then. So the greatest thing about creating and selling an online course is that you can go deeper on the topic and help people more specifically how to do certain things, and you can make a lot of money doing it. Basically, online courses are usually in the $200 to $2,000 range. Depends on what you include with it. Some online courses are just content. Some include a group coaching platform. Some include, just like a Facebook group access. Some come with private coaching, so you can kind of mix and match what you're going to offer people and charge more or less money according to the market and what people are willing to pay and things like that. But an online course is something that's really, really good for a business. I've seen a lot of tech companies just create online courses for free just to kind of back up their software and help their users learn how to use the software and make the best use of it. That really helps their retention rate. So consider doing an online course, even if you aren't planning on selling it. You're just using it as either a lead generator or as a way to bolster your retention rate for your software company. Okay, and I'll just talk about that next. Creating software can be very expensive up front unless you do coding yourself, but in the long run, some sort of a recurring, low monthly recurring software can be extremely profitable. If you look at a company like ClickFunnels, for instance, they have a $97 a month sales funnel software, and their business is very profitable because they've grown it a lot. Okay, so every single user pays $97 a month, for instance. Some apps are like $5 or $10 a month, but you know, if you have a lot of users in the tens of thousands, for instance, at $5 a month, then you can make a great living that way. You can have a developer team to work on your app constantly, and it's really, really profitable. Usually, software companies are fulfilling a need, solving a problem, things like that. So think in terms of solving problems when you're creating software. All right, the next one I want to talk about is really exciting. A lot of people are into Amazon selling, specifically with Amazon FBA, which is their fulfillment method. Okay, FBA stands for Fulfillment by Amazon, and Amazon FBA is a really cool business model because it allows you to take advantage of the Amazon platform, which is insane. It's huge, and basically it's like the Google for shopping. Okay, people go to Amazon and they shop for all the stuff that they want because Amazon carries almost everything. So it's pretty amazing, and it's definitely available for anybody to get started for free as a personal seller, and it costs a little bit per month for a professional seller. I think it's like $39 a month or something like that for a professional seller to sell on Amazon. There is a bit of a process you have to go through to get verified, and there's a bit of a process you have to go through to get your products uploaded to Amazon and actually certified, and of course, you know, then you have to go through the whole product sourcing, supplier sourcing in China, for instance, if you're going that direction. You know, but Amazon FBA has the warehousing for you, so you just ship to Amazon's FBA warehouse and then have them actually fulfill your orders for you while you just do some email customer service, which is pretty simple stuff, okay? So that's a pretty cool business model. The next one is actually doing direct private coaching or group coaching. Once you get really good at something, you can provide coaching on that. You know, it's what I do. If you go to ecommerceparadise.com, you can get private coaching from me, or you can get our free Facebook group, which is basically group coaching for free. So just check that out and kind of get an idea of what you might want to do for your online business. Okay, and the last one I'll talk about right now is stock investing and cryptocurrency. So stock investing is a great way to grow your money. As you start saving money and, you know, putting profit into savings, you can then put that savings or a portion of the savings into a brokerage account, and then you can invest that into certain stocks that you think will grow over time. And so instead of just getting a 0.5% APY or something in a high yield savings account, you can actually grow it maybe a 10 or even up to 20%, who knows, annual return rate. Like for instance, if you just invest in a really simple ETF based on the S&P 500, your rate of return yearly is usually on average around 8 to 10%. Okay, so especially on up years. 2020 was a huge year for stock investing. Stock market just went up, and it had a bit of a dip in March, which was actually great because people that were ready for it got a lot of great deals on stocks. On this channel, I'm gonna be talking about all this stuff. The cryptocurrency world and Bitcoin is growing like crazy too, so don't forget about that, guys. Cryptocurrencies are going to be the way of the future. Once digital money becomes more easily accessible and tradable from person to person all the time, people are just going to be using it all the time because it's so easy and so simple for transactions, okay? So definitely get in on cryptocurrencies now while they're still fairly affordable. And the cool thing about crypto is you don't have to buy a share of a cryptocurrency. You can buy a small fractional amount of a Bitcoin, for instance, if you wanted to. The smallest fractional amount is like a hundredth of a millionth of a Bitcoin or something. It's called a Satoshi, which is pretty interesting stuff. So there's tons of business models out there, guys. And now that more than ever, it's easier to get involved. So definitely, get started today. I'm gonna be releasing all these YouTube videos on how to do this stuff and breaking down ways to get started up and different niches to explore and things like that. So stay tuned for that. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and smash the like button for the YouTube algorithm. It helps me get my videos out to more people. Thanks for watching, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. And comment below what your favorite business model is, which one you're gonna get started with today. See you out there.